In agricultural news, agribusiness conglomerate Archer Daniels Midland Company is increasing its buyout offer for GrainCorp by almost 4% and disclosed it has already added to its stake in the Australian grain handler. Under the revised deal, it will cost ADM about $2.33 billion to buy the rest of the Australian company. ADM today says that it owns 19.9% of GrainCorp. That's up from 14.9% when it initially made its acquisition bid in October, and the most it can own under Australian law. Decatur, Illinois-based ADM is now offering GrainCorp stockholders $12.73 per share. It previously offered $12.13 a share. Last month, GrainCorp rejected Archer's offer, saying it materially undervalued its businesses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture raised its forecast for the value of agricultural exports in the 2013 fiscal year to $145 billion, which would be a record high. Stronger than expected soybean shipments, especially to China, and record high prices are responsible for much of the increase. U.S. exporters are now expected to ship $22.5 billion worth of soybeans in 2013, up from $19.9 billion in the USDA's August forecast and $19.8 billion in fiscal year 2012. The forecast for 2013 agricultural imports was set at $115 billion, up $11.6 billion from fiscal year 2012. That puts the predicted 2013 agricultural trade surplus at $30 billion. A survey of financial professionals today predicts the U.S. economy will return to a rate of historical growth in 2013. The consensus outlook is GDP will rise by 2.3% in 2013, compared with a forecasted 1.7% in 2012. Inflation will remain essentially flat at a forecasted 2.1% in 2013, compared to 2%, and the unemployment rate is set to edge down to 7.6% from 7.9%. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.